What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this fantastic feel-good Friday. I don't care that it's overcast. It's Friday. Marlins coming into town. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, Baltimore Orioles broadcaster, he is Ben Wagner. Good morning to you, Ben.
Good morning, Rob. How are you doing on this Feel Good Friday?
Doing well, man. Orioles are playing well lately. They took 2 out of 3 from the New York Mets after that game being a game they could have won and probably should have won on Tuesday, but they've been playing pretty decent baseball. 8 games back early this week, now find themselves 6.5 games back. Do you feel, because I never feel the players were out of it, but do you feel more optimism now with this team starting to creep a little bit closer to that wild card spot?
I do, of course. I think you have to feel better when the team is playing better and not quite to its potential yet, which, you know, this has been kind of the overglossing storyline of the entire year, that and health. But when you're playing better baseball, you feel better about everything. And it's not out of the realm of possibility that this club can really turn it around and make things very interesting. First off, ahead of the trade deadline, and then second of all, really making a push for this wild card thing. There's a lot of traffic in front of them. That's my really only obstacle and where I've become a little bit of a skeptic. But winning solves everything. And if you can get hot enough and you've got the ability to do it over the next month, you can do it. And they're certainly pitching well. They pitched out of a couple of jams yesterday, and they won a couple of ball games against a pretty good New York Mets club.
Ben, they definitely look like a different team. Look at the team we expected, and they're playing like it for the last month or so. The move yesterday with Brian Baker, do you take anything from that? Is this, you know, the first of more to come as the trade deadline approaches, or was that just an offer, you know, it was too good to turn down from the Rays, and, you know, the Orioles are not having a sell-off?
It's a little bit of a time and score situation. The draft is knocking on the door, and it is a hub of activity anytime you're around the All-Star break because you've got the trade deadline coming up, and then now Major League Baseball, by shifting the draft back a month, it makes it a really difficult time of year for a front office to operate. I do not think that this is an indication that they're just going to start shopping pieces from here until August 1st. I really don't think that that's going to be, you know, this is the telltale sign that that's going to happen. There is obviously somebody around that pick that the Orioles are very, very high on. And knowing the traction that Brian Baker is going to get from a number of teams that are going to be buyers and come up with packages and present them to the Orioles, this is a method of creativity, I think, from the Tampa Bay Rays perspective with what they need and also with what the Orioles want. And they're stockpiling a ton of opportunity to draft some really high-level players early in this draft. Mm-hmm. So there's got to be somebody that they've identified that should fall around that number. I think it's 37, right?
Yes.
The number 37th pick that Tampa Bay could have been in striking distance to grab. And they thought, hey, here's an opportunity to grab somebody, get this number one pick, and pick up somebody that they have really, really liked that they might whiff on if they didn't have a draft choice around that time.
Well, I'm starting to think this is real with Charlie Morton, and then I'm starting to think it's also real with Trevor Rogers. He gets to go up against his former team this weekend. What are your thoughts on what we've seen from him? Because he's had some of the best starts of the year for the Orioles.
Yeah, I'll start with Charlie because the body of work for Charlie tells you that he was much better than the pitcher we got to know early on in the season. And we had so many long conversations. And, Rob, you've been there with him, too, in the clubhouse. Charlie is an open book. He is open as anybody, one-on-one, in front of the cameras after a bad start, in front of the cameras after a good start. He is free-flowing with information, and the most consistent thing he said is, my stuff is too good to have the results that I'm having. And the best way he put it for me was, in a keyhole, it's been really bad with my misses and pitch execution. In a window, I'm really happy. So if you look at it from a little bit further away, spin rate, the outside metrics, he goes, it comes down to pitch execution. And since he has been able to execute, and he has snapped off some of the best curveballs, not only of the year, but of his career over the last handful of starts. And that is indicative of why he has been able to turn this thing around. And because of that, he's working ahead of batters. And batters have to be on the defensive, not on the offensive, and look for a fastball that is being poorly executed, a curveball that's being kind of floated over and doesn't have that nasty break that is the vintage ground chuck that we have come to love. I liked the signing going all the way back to the early winter months, was stunned at the results early, not surprised at all because Charlie Morton is a professional and he and the pitching staff back in the coaches' rooms were grinding the midnight hours trying to figure out how to get him to be a better pitcher, and we're seeing the results of that. And Trevor Rogers looks like Trevor Rogers. Yeah, you know, back in the Cy Young candidacy days from a couple of years ago, and you know, he was so emotional after that start in Boston where, you know, he feels like he almost lost his career. And the injury set back at the beginning of this year, he thought, you know, he was rolling his eyes in the back of his head, like, what else can go wrong? Well, it's all going right now for Trevor Rogers, and he's pounding the zone. I loved his aggressiveness with the fastball, pounding it down in the zone. He looked like a guy that belongs in that rotation, not just somebody that was summoned up to jump into the rotation. He looks like a guy that can stick there, and I'm always a favor of having a power left-hander in your rotation, and that's exactly what Rogers has given.
There he is, Ben Wagner. Wags, I see you a little bit later, man. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, man.
Sounds good. You guys are the best. Be
right.
Well.
Thank you very much. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
He meant us, right? Because he knows Rob. He doesn't get a chance to talk to us, Ed. So when he said you guys are the best, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Of course he did.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what he tells me face to face.
You ain't.
That's what he tells me. Guys, do you have a hard time? I mean, the Marlins won 8 in a row, and they've been 4-5 since that 8-game stretch. But is it me? I'm going to tell you how I look at the Marlins. You can tell me whether or not you agree with this or not. You got guys like Xavier Edwards batting close to 300. Mm-hmm. Kyle Stowers putting up good numbers. But whenever I see good young Marlins players, I yawn and try to figure out where they're going to end up next because you know they ain't going to keep them. Yeah. I just can't invest in this team, man. Well, I can't take them seriously.
They have that reputation for a long time.
I mean, there's a lot there, too. Like, even the kid that you're going to see tomorrow, Jansen Junk.
Yeah.
I mean, we did have a fun day the other day when Kikuchi, Junk, and Dick Fitz were all pitching. So it was an epic baseball day. But that being said,
I don't like what you did.
Oh, sorry.
You didn't give me a chance to.
Oh, I didn't say you say Kikuchi.
Kikuchi.
All right. Anyway, the point is, like, when you look at the Marlins team, they are overachieving. I think they have solid, not spectacular pitching. Like, Cabrera was a guy that had huge upside. Yuri Perez had huge upside. And if you're looking at Alcantara and what's going on with him, it's like we're waiting for him to look like he's looked before, and it just hasn't quite got there yet. But their bats, the reason they got on that win streak is that they started hitting.
Yep.
And that includes Stowers started hitting again.
Dude, listen to the scores.
Augustin Ramirez, their catcher.
Listen to the scores. 5-3, 8-5, 12-5, 9-8, 8-7, 6-4, 12-2. They would score a ton of runs.
And if you watch them all season long, I bet this 10-game period is, or what, a 7-game period, whatever you want to call it, is the outlier. because they're not a great
scoring
team.
You mean an 8-game win streak?
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah, they had an 8-game win streak, then they jumped back to 4-5 with the last 9.
I'm just talking offensively.
Yeah,
I'm just
saying, yeah, I agree. They lost 6-0, 7-2, 3-1, 6-5, and 2-1. Those are the losses in the last 9 games.
I mean, this is a very... You have a very good chance of running this weekend and taking all 3 games, you know, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, but then you start thinking back at this series, you're like, man, they should have swept the Mets.
They should have.
How many times do we do this should have, would have, could have thing? And then you look at that loss column and you're going, come on, man.
That sucked.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. More Marlins preview at 9:30, but on the other side, Jeremy Kahn. I got a buck in my pocket, man. How could I make it work?
Well, if you listened to me yesterday, you definitely didn't have a buck in your pocket, man. I was just saying, it didn't matter if I had an underplay, the bullpen would blow it. If I had an overplay, the bullpen would come in and be lights out. I had the Cardinals under yesterday, and the Nats bullpen said, should we give up 8 runs now? And I was like, yeah, that's what you should do. So they blew it. Had the over in the A's game, it goes to extra innings, and of course it's a walk-off with 1 run, lose that. Have these games where there's a ton of scoring and base runners, and it just doesn't happen. I got my teeth kicked in yesterday, and today there are some really, really good, really, really good spots. I'll tell you where the weather's telling you to play. And 2 WNBA games, and which guys are most likely to go over 2 bases? We do that again right here on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the ground, that's pass first and headed for the corner. Victor will score. Mason streaking towards second, another two-strike hit. Fly ball, deep right center. Young on the run, adjusts on the fly, and he runs out of room.
There you go. That's courtesy of FanDuel Sportsnet. By the way, I think Chip, that's Chip Carey there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he is. I mean, what a great voice. I know there's certain guys that people like, and I just heard, was it Amazon that just got Kevin Harlan to be their basketball announcer? I'm like, what an amazing really? Hire. Yeah, really good. I think it was Amazon. Really good hire for them. But you heard there the damn Cardinals game and how things went for me. It was super frustrating watching it unfold. And it's like the other day with the Phillies. I had the under, and it's 5-0 going into the top of the eighth. And the best bullpen in baseball said, hey, let me give up 8 runs. And their manager sat there and watched the bullpen guy give up 5 consecutive hits and go, he's fine. What are we doing?
But you have to have more resilience to do what you do.
It's frustrating.
Than coaches and managers. You know why? Because they lose 1 game a day.
Yeah.
Well, you can lose multiple games a day.
Well, here's my issue.
The resilience has to be unreal.
My issue with it is, like, you know how when people watch a game and they're like, oh, man, I need them to go for 2 to hit the over. And there's no reason for them to over go for 2
right.
in that situation.
So if they do go for 2, you start investigating.
Yeah. Or you watch Malik Beasley go full court in 4 seconds to get a dunk that doesn't mean anything. And you're wondering why he's sprinting. But no, like just kind of getting back to the whole gambling thing and just how you're watching the games and you're asking a manager to do something that he should do in every game.
Right.
But you also don't realize is that he's got a long season and he may go, hey, we're down 5-0 now. We ain't coming back in this game. You're out there until you get 3 outs, buddy. And, you know, I got screwed over that. That's kind of what happened in that game because there was no reason for the number one bullpen in baseball to give up 8 runs. But in the Cardinals game last night, it was headed into the 6th inning. We were looking pretty good, 2-0. And then they gave up a 5 spot. And I'm like, all right, we're okay. And then they let him scratch out another run. That was the push, and then you're going, all right, well, let's get the tie. The tie's okay. And then, no, you load the bases with no outs, and the Nats knock in 1. So it is what it is. We move on to today. This is why, you know, it's almost like being a cornerback when you're handicapping. You have a day like yesterday. You want to forget it. You move on to today. So
be
what
a goldfish.
Be a goldfish. What are we looking at today? Let's go to the WNBA. I think people underestimated how bad the groin injury was for Caitlin Clark. She shot like trash in the last game, and they lost outright as double-digit favorites. They are favored over the Dream. I think the Dream keep the game close, but more importantly, I'm going back to the under in this spot. And I think the Seattle Storm, a little revenge spot here, favored by 17.5. I think they beat the Connecticut Sun's ass.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Sun are the worst team in basketball, and they just pulled off a huge upset. This past week, I mean, they're
that. That sparks them a little bit.
No, who the Storm or the Sun? The Sun suck. The Sun are underdogs in every game, home or away, by about 17 to 20 points in every single game this year. And then people are afraid of those big numbers, which I totally get. But I'm not afraid of it with the Storm, especially being at home. Let's go to the weather, and then I'll tell you about the over 2 bases and some things I'm seeing with strikeouts today. Orioles over, great spot. Reds over, great spot. Royals over, probably the best spot on the board today. Cardinals over, great spot. Padres over is another really good spot. Like, those 5 spots today are all an edge for the hitters. All of them. And then it's like, okay, am I going to be on all these games? I do like them all. I would tell you this much, you know, looking at the Reds over, the public's all over that. That's Chase Burns, the young rookie that has all the strikeout ability in the world. I think you could look at his strikeout prop against the Rockies, but I attack the Rockies all the time. I didn't play that. I thought Skeens over strikeouts looked pretty good, but you're paying -145. Liberatore under 4.5 strikeouts for the Cardinals. He's -160. I still like it, and they're projecting Scherzer to go over 5.5 Ks. He actually, his prop is 5.5. He's projected to get like 6.3. The only thing that scares me about that, it's a 10.5 total out in Oakland or out in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And we've seen how crazy those games can get, and a starter could get pulled just like that. I really wanted to bet him over K's, but I stayed away from it. And looking at the guys that should get over 2 bases, these are the best spots. But you got to look at the price tags. Like Jesus Sanchez is a guy against the Orioles today. He's -105. I like him. Judge is -170. Ketel Marte, -145. Vlad Guerrero, -165. You get what I'm saying? You start paying those price tags, and it's a perfect spot, and a guy goes 0-3 with a walk or 2 walks. You're like, well, hell, that sucked. I just lost twice my money because the guy was in a great spot and just didn't perform. Ellie and Acuna are in good spots, 140, 125. Carroll, Rooker, Witt, Trout, Soto. And one of my favorites today, Hunter Goodman, is at even money to go over two bases. It's one of my favorite spots. But the best spot is Bobby Witt. Bobby Witt Jr., minus 125 to go over 1.5 bases. He's 2-for-3 off of Kode Senga, so there's not much there. But you'd rather see 2-for-3 than 0-for-3, I think, for most people. When looking at it, the hitting conditions that you have in this ballpark with Kode Senga coming off of the IL, mm-hmm. we don't know how long he's going to go. And what did the Mets use a lot of yesterday? Their bullpen.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good spot not only to attack that over, which it looks like a decent pitching matchup with Waka 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 and Kode Senga going mm-hmm. at it. But I think the bats take off here. I just think it's such a great over spot, and I love Bobby Witt over 1.5 bases today. Just to recap real quick, Orioles over, Reds over, Royals over, Cardinals over, Padres over. All those spots look really good. I like the Seattle Storm a lot, and Bobby Witt might be my favorite play today to go over 1.5 bases.
Thank you very much, Jeremy Kahn, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Very important series for the Orioles this weekend against the Miami Marlins. And I don't like being in this position where you're chasing, but I will say this. It makes every series that much more meaningful, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Sure it does.
I mean, you're engaged.
It's an interesting dynamic because on one hand, you're so deflated because the season looks like it's out of hand. But then you're excited, and the regular season games are more interesting because – everyone matters, and everyone they like. People are agonizing over that loss to the Mets 3 days ago, even though they won the series. They took the series, but they should have won that game too, and that's how important this has become.
Yesterday, I thought was genius because the Orioles gave away those hats that we talk about,
the yacht hat
for a day game, weekday day game.
You know what I loved?
Genius, isn't it? I think so. Mm-hmm.
I saw somebody wearing the Yacht Rock hat at the concert. So somebody did the double dip, baseball right. in the afternoon, concert at night. I still got mine sitting on my car seat. I might wear it down the ocean this weekend.
But what I like, though, is you know what tomorrow is, don't you?
Saturday, right?
Number two.
Oh, Hawaiian shirt day.
Number two Hawaiian That's shirt right. day.
Oh, That's is that right. what?
This is the second one.
Is that ugly ass outfit our boss was wearing the other day?
You don't like that shirt?
Yeah. Actually, I like ugly things.
That's the shirt that Robbie wore at all the pool parties last week.
It's loud, isn't it? Like it turned
loud.
Then he got to the point, Ed, with the last pool party he went to, mm-hmm. when he got in the truck, he didn't even button it up. He just had it all hanging out. He walked in, just took it up, dropped it. So he wants to go to a pool party in August, and he asked me to wear one with him. So I got to get a Hawaiian.
Twins.
Shirt. It's tomorrow.
That's awesome.
Tomorrow's a Hawaiian shirt giveaway day. I'm not a Hawaiian shirt guy at all, but I think if you're into Hawaiian shirts, that's one of the better looking ones. That's the best design they've had, in my opinion, for a while.
Well, you got to like Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah, you do.
You know, like, nothing wrong with them.
Robbie loves his, boy. I'm telling you, man.
There was a dude at the concert. I know women look at other women where they're like scantily clad, like dressed, or the shirt see-through, and they'll go, ugh, what are you doing? There was a guy at the concert last night, great shape.
Mm-hmm.
He had a button-down shirt that he just left wide open and no undershirt. He's walking around, chest out and abs showing.
You got it, flaunt it.
I was caught in between like, yeah, go ahead, do your thing, buddy. You've been working hard, show it off. Mm-hmm. And the other time it's like, yeah, I don't know if it's the time and place.
If a woman has a low-cut blouse on and she's got it, that's fine. You cool with it, am I right? If she's Francesless, you don't want her.
Francesless?
Yeah, you don't want her doing that.
Hmm.
You don't. If you got it, flaunt it. Oh, if you got a dude with a tight shirt around his biceps, but his arms are just straight down, dude, come on, wear a looser shirt. But if a dude looks like he works out every day and he wears that shirt, you're cool with it.
There is something to be said about getting in a spaceship and people watching at a concert. You don't want to, like, I went for a walk to watch people. Just there are some people you just had to, where did you come from, buddy? And because the ground was still a little wet, you would be surprised at how many people just ate it moving too fast on the hill. I there was one after another. And the good news is my buddy Nate did not collapse, so he was okay. He didn't eat any pavement last night.
Joe LaCroix's Encore at 9:45, but on the other side, very important series, a weekend series as the Marlins come into town. 8-game winning streak. Now they're on a 4-5 stretch over the last 9. Who are these Marlins? Bird's about to find out. Orioles baseball up next on The Fan.
On the ground. That's past first and headed for the corner. Victor will score. Mason streaking towards second. Another 2-strike hit. Fly ball, deep right center. Young on the run. Adjusts on the fly. And he runs out of room.
Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Go get Jess and tell her this is Michael Jackson.
Yeah, so Jess from Mix 106.5.
Not that stuff she played this morning. This is Michael Jackson. Turn it up, Joe.
She played some Justin Bieber in his new album.
I hope she can hear this. Hey, Jessica, this right here is Michael Jackson. Not that Justin Bieber song you played earlier. Michael Jackson
I'm
vibes.
I'm downloading Justin Bieber's album
I
right
told
now.
It sound more like Millie Jackson.
By the way, I know it's not a popular thing for a grown-ass man to say. That Bieber kid is talented, but I don't care what anyone says. He is talented. He puts out hit after hit after hit.
See, here's the thing, Jeremy. I think they're country music artists that are talented. I don't want to listen to them.
It's okay.
They're talented.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to listen to it. By the way, we were talking about those Hawaiian shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know Jody Davis designed those with the Orioles. She's a Baltimore fashion designer. Yeah, I did not know that Jody Davis was part of this.
Rob said her Ned. He said her name to me, and she's a fashion designer. And he looked at me like I was supposed to know who she was.
I have no idea who she is.
No, I mean, like, yeah. I'm just saying because it's fashion. I dress like I'm a slob, so it's a t-shirt and shorts almost every day.
We all wear the same thing every day.
Yeah,
this is just that kind of job. We're on t-shirt and shorts every day.
But I wear it in the wintertime, too. That's when it gets hoodie and shorts.
Yeah.
Baltimore Orioles with a big series this weekend against the Miami Marlins. And is there anything about the Marlins that kind of scares you coming in here?
Not really. I mean, this is how I view this. The Orioles look like the team we were expecting all of a sudden. Now they're looking much better. The Marlins essentially have the same record the Orioles have. Actually, let me look. They have the exact same record the Orioles have. So it's not like it's a good baseball team. They've not had a good season. So, yeah.
And that's with their recent 7-game winning streak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, no, I mean, it's not like I was more concerned with the Mets coming in. Although the Mets were a bad road team, so that, you know, I took that into account. I was like, oh, that's a good team coming in. I thought that was going to be a problem.
I think that's the only thing I got right yesterday is that the Orioles could sweep that doubleheader.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know, like when you're talking.
I'm a little concerned about the night starter, Edward Cabrera.
Well, so here's the deal of what you have. So the way the pitching rotations match up is tonight is Kramer and Cabrera.
Yep.
Cabrera has a ton of talent.
Mm-hmm. More strikeouts than innings pitched.
Yeah. Tomorrow is Jansen Junk, who, if you'd have seen him before his last two starts, you'd be like, man, this kid's really good. He got beat up in his last two starts. And even then, his ERA still looks okay for what it is. But he's going up against Trevor Rogers. You have to feel good there. Mm-hmm. Rogers against his former team. Sunday is where it gets, like, Brandon Young had a great start this week, right? He was rolling, had the immaculate inning, all that. Then you faced Yuri Perez, who's another guy that they really like, fly ball pitcher. And I think that's the key this weekend is that the Marlins are going to be throwing out all these fly ball pitchers. You're not going to see a lefty in the group. Junk's a right-hander. So I think there's a really good shot at a sweep, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, but you still got to go out and perform.
It is, but this kid Cabrera has not had a bad start since the Dodgers April 28th. He hasn't given up more than 3 runs in the outing since that time. He's gone, 5 2/3, giving up 2, 5, giving up 1, 5, giving up 3, 5 2/3, back-to-back, giving up none. The last two outings, they lost, against the Milwaukee Brewers, but he went 7 innings, giving up 2 runs. And then the start before that, he goes against Minnesota, he gives up no runs in 7 innings. He does concern me a little bit.
That Kyle Stowers.
Stowers?
Just kidding.
That's the guy? Well, I mean, I've talked about Cabrera for years. I even really like Yuri Perez, but he was a guy that hit kind of that innings limit, mm-hmm. and they were wondering what they were going to do with him, and then hit the wall, and then he got shut down. Both of these guys have live arms. Mm-hmm. I mean, Cabrera is capable of being an upper echelon pitcher. I don't know if he ever reaches that one status, but I mean, that's a solid two or three.
Yeah, he is.
In a rotation.
Yeah. I'm with you. I don't know if he has enough pitches to be one, but he can be a two, and he's definitely at least a three.
Yeah.
But threes beat you.
I think it's more about pitching this weekend for the Orioles than it is the hitting. Because I think the Marlins aren't going to score a ton.
Xavier Edwards, do you believe in him? Good average, but no power whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, look, the guy, he makes contact. I like Jesus Sanchez. If you haven't watched him, the guy I think you should keep your eye out on is Augustin Ramirez, the guy behind the plate.
Yeah.
Because when Stowers went through the lull after hitting his 10 bombs, Ramirez started later and then passed him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Stowers got hot last week into this week, I think, or at the beginning of this week. And then he passed him again, and he became the All-Star. A lot of people thought Ramirez was going to be the All-Star.
But again, you look at it. Was he 23-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
Man, what could he get for him? Because that's exactly what's going to happen.
That's exactly what they do.
What are you going to get? What can we get for Augustin Ramirez? He might go this year as far as, you know, you never know with these Marlins. They complain about not drawing a lot of people there. There are two things. If you live in Miami, you ain't there in the summer. And the people who go to Miami aren't interested in going to a baseball game. That's number one. I think that's the number one thing. Same thing with Tampa. But the number two thing is this. It's like the Charles Barkley thing. Who he?
Yeah.
That's what you said. Who he?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he wasn't here last year. I really like this guy, Ramirez. I like him. I think I'm going to buy a ticket and go see him play. And before the game starts, he's traded to another team. That's the problem with the Marlins.
See, I mean, there's a couple pieces I like, but again, there's not something that you're looking at that they can build around. And I don't even know if it matters because I keep going back to when the Marlins had the big fire sale. If people don't realize this, JT Realmuto was behind the plate, Christian Yelich, Marcel Ozuna, and there was a guy named Mike Stanton there that's now named
Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah. Those four guys were there, and they traded all of them.
There was somebody else on that team, Jeremy. I can't remember who. It was an infielder they had.
That was good?
Mm-hmm.
You're not thinking of I'll look it up.
Yeah, I thought they had an infielder on that team as well, an up and comer. But you're right, that team could have been sensational. Oh, I know who it was. Who was the guy that cried after the pitcher died?
That was Jazz.
Jazz Chisholm.
Jazz Chisholm, really?
Yeah,
Jazz. Yeah,
Jazz said Fernando. I just blanked on his name. Said that was his best friend.
Yeah.
And Jose Fernandez, thank you. I said Fernando. Jose Fernandez was one of the best pitchers in baseball and died in that boating accident. And Jazz Chisholm, he's hitting for power now, but back then he wasn't a power hitter.
No.
He hit one out, right? It was Jazz, right? He hit one out, and then he had tears rolling down his face the day after their first game after he died.
It's weird. Like, the Marlins have a young roster, and like, you know, and some guys who were playing well. But you just feel like, do exactly what Rob was saying. That you're here, and then we'll see what we can get for when you move on.
Yeah, it wasn't Jazz Chisholm. I thought it was a Gordon. It was D. Gordon.
That's who it was.
That was D. Gordon. Yep. And that's what I'm thinking about.
They and another guy that he wasn't a power hitter.
Right, yeah. That's what I didn't think it was Jazz Chisholm. I thought it was one of those Gordon boys. D. Gordon.
I'm looking at that team, and it's like, woof.
Yeah, exactly. How do you just let that team go?
That team had Ichiro, too.
How many MVPs on that team? Stanton? Yelich won. He won an MVP.
Ozuna didn't. I think he was too busy with his domestic violence.
Oh
but
God.
Yeah,
that guy
Ichiro. He's Ichiro. It's so funny just seeing his name there. Like, what the hell are you doing with the Marlins, man?
I guess the same thing that Wade Boggs was doing with the back then the Devil Rays,
yeah.
Along with Fred McGriff and who else was on that team?
The Crime Dog. Yeah. It was Tom Amansky.
Was with Jose Canseco was on that team.
Yeah.
That Devil Rays team.
Was he?
Yeah, he was a Devil Ray. Wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
They had everybody. Remember when they first started, they tried to build with a bunch of has-been superstars. The black dude that played third base for the New York Yankees that caught the last out in the World Series.
For the Yankees?
For the Yankees. The early World Series, maybe the 96 World Series. He played in that team too. They just had a who's who of rotating superstars.
By the way,
when he first started.
Wei-Yin Chen was in that rotation for the Marlins in 2017.
He was?
Yeah. Remember, he signed the big contract with them after he left here. Yeah. Some interesting names there. Like Dan Straley was this big strikeout
Charlie
guy
Hayes.
For the A's.
Yeah, Charlie Hayes.
Yeah.
He was on that team with the Devil
Rays.
Did he go
to the Rockies after that or before that? Or?
I don't remember. That I don't remember. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Florida fraudster allegedly poses a doctor and administered Botox injections out of her shady backyard med spa shed, as she called it, leaving one patient who paid more than $300 with facial paralysis. Rosa Mania, 50, was busted Wednesday. She should call Jessica. Fefty. After the numb-faced victim reported the botched procedure to police, who uncovered a stockpile of Botox syringes and other medical supplies. I almost feel like the police should treat this like someone that says she sold me faulty drugs. Because if your dumb ass is going in a shed and getting a Brazilian butt lift, or you're going to all these other countries and getting cement put in your ass. Cement! Not cement. You ever see these people? It's like, man, they put... They put freaking...
Absolute jackass.
Oh, asphalt in her ass. Oh. All right. I dumped it. Only the people in line heard me.
And us.
And you.
And that's the encore for the day.
And I am proud today to have that encore sponsored by Lion's Den.
Nice.
Because that was fantastic.
Yeah, it was great that that when I had my slip up, that everybody jumped to it to hit the dump button instead of sitting back and laughing. Thank you. I was the one that dumped myself.
I froze.
Did you?
Like, wait, did he really say that?
Because I don't,
I hit it.
Oh, we both hit it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, absolutely hit it. Huh? Well, Ed reached for it. Yeah, Ed reached for it.
Oh, so then everything got dumped. Yeah. We couldn't take calls for a while because of me.
Well,
it's too bad.
It was funny. Let me ask you guys a question. I got to ask this question on social media. Why do the Orioles not have enough giveaway items for all of their everyone in attendance? I don't know anyone who gives away 45,000 items.
Well, first off, you got to have the stuff made. So what happens if people don't show up? You're just keeping 20,000 hats? Where are you putting them?
But don't you want to create a desire for them?
Yeah.
You want to create a frenzy of people getting to the stadium early.
Getting in early, getting your like, it's the whole point. You want people down there.
Yeah. I mean, business.
Look, well, I also thought I saw on television they have the first 20,000 fans.
Yes, yeah. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. Like, if you're not one of the first 20,000.
But it's like everything else, Ed. I have a right to get one.
I know, yes.
No, you don't.
Some people buy tickets just to get the, they go
and
off
they leave.
Get the gift or get it, whatever, really? And then they leave, yeah.
Which, you know.
Really? Or yeah. They buy multiple tickets so they can get three of them.
Are you kidding? Yes. A lot of people do that. A lot of people.
A lot.
Not a small amount, Ed. Wow.
That seems rather silly to me.
Like, they just go
get they're nice to get, but it's like just a nice thing when you go to the game. Like, I wouldn't buy a ticket. To
I don't
get
think either one shirt. Of us are qualified to speak on that. We're just not those type of dudes.
No.
I mean, let me ask you a question. How many of the giveaways, the items do you want?
Really none of them. Honestly, I mean.
You wanted one of the hats, didn't you? The captain hat? Do you want the? No, that was Jeremy. That was Jeremy.
I asked you one for and one.
You too.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I mean, I would if they made the Hawaiian shirts and you know, real people sizes, I would take one of those.
They make them in XL, large.
The
XL
is like a large.
No, just XL and medium.
Yeah.
That's
is
it?
That all it?
I think
it's
just
and the
two
XL
is
small for an XL.
Yeah. I think for me, there may be three items a year that I would if I was a fan, that I would want. But
the Father's Day hat I usually like.
I love those.
That I usually like.
I think as a whole, items are pretty cool.
Yeah.
Just everything ain't supposed to be for you.
I'm not a bobblehead guy.
Exactly. Everything's like Robbie has, like, if he can open up a bobblehead museum.
Some people love them.
My son can open up a bobblehead museum, man. And I think the items are cool. It's just, that's why I'm saying. So I can, even though I won't go and get an item and go home, I understand why some people do.
Yeah.
It's just not for me, man. I understand it.
Well,
I'm spending, if I get an upper deck ticket for under $20 or up to $20 and get that item in exchange, it's worth it for me.
It's weird because I would get the stuff and at certain times, like if I had I have a studio at my house when I'm podcasting or whatever, and I would set something up where I'd put the bobbleheads and everything like that. But I like collecting that stuff. And me, I leave them in the box. So there's like in my attic,
me
there's
too.
A ton of stuff. And I'm going, yeah, what if I resell it? And I never resell anything. No, I just don't. Keep it.
So. Again, Hawaiian shirt giveaway tomorrow. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. Norris.
I learned, people will never learn. I know, you know, addiction is a disease, but there were apparently testers thrown out on North and Pensy yesterday. And a whole lot of people picked them up and used them. And now at least 25 people have been taken to the hospital for overdoses. So many of them in critical condition. I get it. You're desperate. You want drugs. But Jesus, Mary and Joseph, like, they're laced with something. I've heard fentanyl. I've heard antifreeze. I've heard all kinds of different accounts. It doesn't matter. This is incredible. And this is people we know of. I wonder how many people took them home and are maybe dead in their homes.
Or, you don't know.
You don't know. This is a terrible incident. And like, if they ever, and I'm sure they'll find who threw these testers out there. It should be treated as a homicide. Or, you know, it's not just,
you know,
attempted drug sale.
No, absolutely. I bought shoes that from a drug dealer that were laced. I was tripping everywhere.
Oh my God.
Hey-o! Today is National French Fry Day. Today is also National 7-Eleven Day, like the store, because it's 7-Eleven. There's National Mojito Day.
I like mojitos.
And National Blueberry Muffin Day, or as Jeremy would call them.
Blueberries.
Here are the birthdays in sports, I'm sorry. Former NFL player and owner Jerry Richardson would have celebrated a birthday today.
He's a douchebag.
So was Leon Spinks. He would have celebrated a birthday today as well. Former NBA player Rod Strickland turns 59 today. Former Major League Baseball pitcher Andy Ashby turns 58 today. Former NFL offensive lineman, he spent some time with the Ravens, Willie Anderson, he turns 50 today. And former NFL wide receiver and former NFL tight end, former NFL wide receiver Andre Johnson, former NFL tight end Chris Cooley share a birthday today. Joe, who's older? Andre Johnson, Chris Cooley?
I'm going to go Cooley.
Oh.
Jeremy?
I'm going to go Johnson.
You normally do. Ed?
I'm going to go Cooley because that's what I prefer.
You said who?
Cooley.
Cooley?
In the cooler.
Chris Cooley today turns 42. Andre Johnson today turns 44.
Yeah, and you're
And happy birthday to former Baltimore Raven, gone way too soon. Today would have been Jacoby Jones' birthday.
Oh, really? Yeah, buddy. You know, a couple things here. I've been trying to organize a hide-and-seek tournament. I don't know if you guys know this. Good players are hard to find. Does anyone know if it's possible to take a skin graft from your buttocks and put it on somebody who isn't family? Ask skin for a friend. Ask skin for a friend. This is so stupid. My son asked me to send my boy asked me to hand him his sunglasses. I told him I'd do it as soon as he hands me my dad glasses. That's your dad joke.
That's a dad joke for sure.
Dating after 40 is like trying to find the least damaged item at a thrift store that doesn't smell. Oh, man. Where are we at here? So I was in a shoe shop this morning trying on a shoe. I said to the assistant, it's too tight. She said, try it with the tongue out. I said, it's still no good. It's still too tight. Here we go. I had another really good one I wanted to read, and I lost it. this is one you'll appreciate. Do women ever sit back and think, man, my man sure does know a lot. Maybe I should just be quiet and listen to him. No, that never happens, by the way. Never. And here you go. I found a job helping a one-armed typist do capital letters. It's just shift work. Oh, man. Do I have any other good ones here? Oh, yeah. I hate when people call my phone. I don't use it for that. I went for an interview job interview at UPS. I said, sorry, I'm late. I went to the wrong address. Then they made me regional manager.
Vinny and Henny up next. Also, Ripping with Ryan at noon. Have yourselves a
Ripping
safe and wonderful weekend.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.